I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The Kenyan presidential election was last Tuesday, and preliminary results show that President Uhuru Kenyatta is ahead. The opposition's made fraud accusations, and police were deployed to the capital city of Nairobi to quell violent protests. Gary Edmonds with Food for the Hungry says the church in Kenya is working to promote reconciliation. In fact, a friend of Edmonds held a prayer walk recently in Nairobi. Would you ask God to cover Kenya with a spirit of peace and reconciliation? And a box of receipts isn't what you'd think of when it comes to persecution. But John Podaiti of Bibles for the World says, since the Hindu Nationalist Party came into power in India, NGOs and Christian ministries have been under intense scrutiny. That means extensive annual investigations that serve one purpose, to complicate things. So far, Bibles for the World has passed every test, but the pressure isn't letting up. The Indian church is asking you to pray. Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Ruth Kramer.